السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. آخر نصيحة أعطاه قومه يعني أعطى قارون قومه هي: ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. The last bit of advice that his nation gave to him was ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض. Don't pursue corruption in the land, in the region. You could say altered the region, in the area. The role model has, on the one hand, higher expectations of him. I talked to you about that yesterday. Well, أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. He's got an opportunity to earn more dunya, so he should show more goodness, and the goodness of his should be more prominent than other people's, because people look up to that sort of thing, and they want to emulate that, and they want to be like that. But on the other hand, something that, you know, one of the great remarkable scholars in the history of Islam, Shah Waliullah Dehlvi rahimahullah, warned about, he kind of foresaw the coming of the modern world, the way it's going to manifest, and its economy is going to be different from the previous world. And he foresaw this, he was worried about this idea that poor people will become a lot poorer, and rich people will become a lot richer. And as a result, poor people will not care about religion because they'll just spend their time trying to survive. And rich people will have so much disposable income and so much wealth that they will start using their money in corrupt, deviant ways of entertaining themselves or making their lives more luxurious. And subhanAllah, if you just think about how the world looks today, there are people that just, they're trying to survive, and they're working maybe 18, 20, 20 hours a day just trying to survive. It's hard for them to talk to you, for you to talk to them about religion or deen or spirituality or anything like that, because the guy doesn't even have time for himself. That's the world he lives in. And on the other hand, you have people that have become, that basically support a lot of the industries that are the source of such corruption in the world, right? Some of the biggest, you know, sources of corruption in the world today, the way, you know, filthy ideas spread, are the entertainment industry, or some, you know, big elements in the music industry and other industries like that, right? And who supports those industries? Consumers that have disposable income. And people that, you know, are willing to spend that sort of time and money, etc., and invest into those kinds of things. And that's how that entire cycle perpetuates. And that's why we have to be careful about what we consume and what we buy. Like if, for example, I just decide I'm going to buy a movie, or I'm going to just, you know, go to the theater and watch something or another, right? And you know there's corruption, there's filth in it, there's something bad in it. Then I didn't just do something bad for myself, I furthered, you know, that's what they want, that's how they survive, is through their sales, right? So sometimes we have to think now that even us as consumers, every time we endorse something, or buy something, we're endorsing it. And every time we boycott something, we're making a statement about it. You know, like Imam Suhaib talks a lot about, like, not buying products that are, you know, from countries that are known to be culprits in terms of child labor and other sorts of things, you know, buying clean products and being aware of where you're getting your stuff from. That's an important aspect of what we have to become now, because we are, you know, living in this society, we are bigger consumers than anywhere else. The world tries to sell to America, right? So we have to be cautious consumers, because just by being consumers, we may be perpetuating fasad on the earth. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The other thing here, of course, you know, when people have wealth, then they have the opportunity to do more corrupt things than anybody else. They have more opportunity, they have more time, they have more luxury. You know, they can afford it. And so you'll find in upper echelon, higher circles, you'll find the worst kinds of corruption and the worst kinds of craziest kinds of parties and that sort of thing. You'll find in that circle. Because that's the advice they're giving them. You're heading down that road. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. No doubt Allah does not like those. Now if he's pursuing fasad, this is the last thing I'll share with you. If Qarun is pursuing fasad, fasad means corruption, then he would be corrupt. And the word for corrupt is fasid. That would be fasid. But the ayah doesn't end, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَاسِدِينَ. The ayah ends, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Now, fasada, from which you get fasid, the corrupt person, it's lazim. It's lazim. But afsada is muta'addi. It goes to somebody else. To cause corruption is afsada. And from afsada, what do you get? Afsada yufsidu ifsad. And why am I alone in this? Afsada yufsidu ifsad. Fahuwa mufsidun. Mufsidun is the guy who causes corruption, not the guy who's corrupt, but the guy who causes corruption. The advice to him is, don't pursue corruption. Allah doesn't love people who cause corruption. SubhanAllah, you see the transition? He's told, don't be corrupt. Because when people like you, people of prominence, become corrupt, they're not just corrupt, they become causes of corruption. They create corruption. They set trends of corruption. They mess other people up. We have to think about ourselves like that. We have to think about ourselves as not being causes of corruption. Not having others follow down the path, a bad trend that we've set. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from being mufsid and from being those who pursue fasad. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikr al-Hakim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.